Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends, trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in DMV.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here, and we back with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. If it's your first time listening, thank you for tuning in. All my returners, I appreciate y'all's support. So, we're going to get straight to it today. Today's episode is called Trust the Coach. So pretty much I'm going to talk about the importance of having a strategy when you approach your fitness journey. Think about it. Top businesses, top CEOs, they have a strategy. They have a plan. Politics, they have a strategy. They have a plan. Anybody, when you're a parent, you have a strategy. You have a plan. You don't just wake up and be like, oh, yeah, I don't know what we're going to do today, kids. Y'all want to go to school? Like, no, it's a plan. There's a strategy to raise that kid. Anytime you want a success or you want to reach the goal, you have some type of strategy or a plan. All right. So, if a lot of you don't know, like I was a Division I college basketball player, which is, you know, pretty big accomplishment for me. I didn't make the NBA or anything, but I ain't had to pay for school. You know, I went to school for free. But you know, one thing I noticed from being a basketball player was the times when we won and the best teams I was on, we had a strategy and a plan. And, you know, this being an athlete translated to real life. And it makes me a great coach, a great trainer, because there were times where my role on the team, I didn't want to do that. I grew up as a scorer. There were times in college where I had to play defense and I had to be standing in the corner. If I get an open shot, I shoot. I didn't get the ball all the time. I didn't get the plays ran for me all the time. And whenever I was a rebel and when I didn't want to listen to coach and I would go back and forth with him, we didn't win or I'd be on that bench. but some of my best games, even some of my 25-point games were just when I played my role and I played within the system. I went with the strategy. I would walk out with 25 points. I might walk out with 10 rebounds. I might walk out with 10 assists and some game-winning plays or a game-winning assignment that I completed. It always worked. So even sometimes you might not want to do something, but if that's the plan, if that's the strategy that's going to get the goal, that's going to get the win, you got to do it, all right? So my coaches, they were on the same page to where it was like, you win the game before it starts. So your attitude, your mental approach, your energy you put towards things, that pretty much got us the win before we even got to the game. A lot of times if you lost the game before. You was out bullshitting the night before. So I like to, you know, try to convince my client that you lose the weight before you actually lose it. Like you the weight is mentally lost before you physically lose it, right? So what do I mean like that, by that? I always give my clients a meal plan. I have like them on a cardio regimen. I have them on a strength training regimen. And if you follow step one, step two, step three, step four, you're going to drop the weight. If you follow step one, which most people only do, is show up to the gym two or three times a week, whatever they pay for, and that's it, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get to the goal. So if your trainer maps out a plan for you, maps out a strategy, it's for a reason. You have to follow it in order to get to that goal. A lot of people just wing it. They think, showing up to the gym is all you have to do. And guess what? If you don't have a trainer, that's fine if you think that. If it's your first time approaching fitness, that's fine if you think that. But after a year, after 2 years, after 6 months of me telling you, you need to follow step 1, 2, 3, and 4 to accomplish your goal, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Just one step is not going to cut it. And I realized that, like, I have the advantage because I was an athlete. I saw the benefit of doing step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4. I saw the benefit of creating a strategy and executing that strategy. Most people that are athletes or don't take, you know, they might not take their job serious, or they don't care about getting to the next level. They don't understand the importance of executing that plan, executing that strategy. And I'm very thankful for that, but it's my job to get people on that page. And sometimes I fail at that. I don't. It could be because I'm not that good of a trainer and I need to get better, and it could just be because some people don't want it. And I'm at the point now where I'm almost 6 years in the game. I'm not going to frustrate myself with that. And I always like to connect fitness back to real life. Let's think about having a strategy, having a plan. We have a plan. I just mentioned one about being a parent. You have a plan with your kids. Your kids get up, they go to school, they have sports, they have tutor, whatever activities they're in, your kids have a plan. They have a schedule. You don't just wing it as a parent. Think about your bank account. You don't just wing it in your bank account. You don't just ever not check your bank account. You have an idea of what's coming in, what's going out, how much money is in there, I hope. Some people, I don't know. I don't think y'all check. But I wouldn't be surprised if people did that. But 9 times out of 10, you have some type of plan, some type of strategy. You get paid every 2 weeks. You might get paid weekly. You might get paid monthly, depending on your entrepreneur, 9 to 5. You know, some jobs from 9 to 5 pay differently. But you know the plan. You know the strategy. If you want to put money away, if you're investing money, some people have automatic investments. You know what's coming out. You know your bills is coming out. Some people have bills on automatic pay, whatever you call it. There is a plan and there's a strategy for your money. Taking a test. Now, everybody wasn't a great student. I wasn't the greatest student. But we all have some type of process when it comes to taking a test. Some people don't study. Some people do study. Some people study 2 weeks in advance. Some people study a week in advance. Some people study the night before. I'm that guy. But I had a strategy, though. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. Most of the time it worked because I did get my degree. But that was a strategy that worked for me, so that's what I did. But the thing about it is we have this skill. We have this skill set. We have this life skill. A lot of the skills needed to be successful in fitness, we have in other areas of our lives. We just have to apply it. You know, working hard, apply it to fitness. Strategy, apply it to fitness. Doing shit when you don't feel like it, apply it to fitness. Discipline, apply it to fitness. Consistency, apply it to fitness. Majority of us have those skill sets already. And if you're lacking somewhere, that's where I come in to try to help you with that. Because you can't be successful with the same mindset and reach the goal and have the same mind. Something's going to change. You're going to get better. Your whole outlook, your perspective is going to be different. This note I got here, oh my God. So this is the real talk part of the podcast. This is common sense. And a lot of times when emotions get involved, when our feelings are hurt, all common sense goes out the window. But let's think about it. If your trainer's trying to preach to you that a strategy is going to get you to drop the weight, build the muscle, look good in your bathing suit, look good on vacation, look good on your birthday, start your next decade off right, start your 30s off right, start your 40s right. If your trainer's trying to get you to realize that, you have to be mature enough and logical enough to realize that not having a strategy led me to obesity. It led me to being fat. It led me to being skinny fat. It led me to being flabby. So I'm not saying that to be mean, but this ain't gonna work if you can't look in the mirror and realize that. So if no strategy led you to looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, if no strategy led you to being insecure, if no strategy led you to not being able to go against your cravings, maybe having a strategy will work. Maybe doing the opposite will work. I'm not great at having a strategy in every aspect of my life. I have strategy when it comes to fitness, when it comes to business. But guess what? When something ain't working in my life, I gotta look in the mirror and change it and come up with a plan to fix that. All right? So it's a simple concept. A lot of people get emotional and in their feelings about it, and that's okay. It's normal. I mean, we all human, but can't get anywhere without a plan. Can't get anywhere without a strategy. And lastly, this is for all my trainers. When clients fail to follow the plan, when they fail to follow the strategy, guess who gets the blame? The trainer. The trainer gets the blame, or their body or their genetics, but it's usually the trainer. So I'm not only telling you this to help you, and this might be a little selfish. I don't care. Call me selfish. I'm saying this to save my ass, because what you're not going to do is not follow my plan, not get the results. People see you on social media training with me, and then you go out there, and people are like, you know, she don't look the same. He looks the same. She looks the same. You're not getting no results. You train with who? You ain't about to do that. So I like to leave a paper trail of messages. So when you do go back in the messages and look, you can see that you didn't follow what I asked you to do. I always do that with any client that leaves. With all that being said, have a plan, create a strategy, and you'll reach your goals. All right? Don't just be out here winging it. You know, you seen something on Instagram. You seen some bullshit influencer do something on Instagram, so you did it. You seen some reality TV Dr. Miami bought, you know, body. You see that and try to do the flat tummy tea she's selling, and then you wonder why you don't get no results. And I mean, this is off topic, but since I said flat tummy tea, I'm gonna bring it up. Ladies, if I give you a meal plan, I understand you might not be 100% perfect. That's fine. We could work with that. I'm not 100% perfect all the time either. We're human. But if I don't have flat tummy tea on the meal plan, why are you drinking flat tummy tea? What made you think that? Come on, ladies. Y'all smarter than that. I'm giving you a plan for a reason. Don't try to deviate. Don't try to do something you've seen on Instagram. So I know that was off topic, but it just came to mind since I said flat tummy tea. All right. But with all that being said, create a strategy. Strategy is always going to work. You got to stay consistent with it. Stay disciplined with your strategy. Stay disciplined with your plan. All right. See Marty Fit, Less Bunches, More Crunches. That's another podcast. Thank you for listening. Like, comment, subscribe. Any suggestions, shoot me a DM, leave a comment. I see y'all on the next podcast. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in D&D.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.